kids, it's back, the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. It's Dave, it's the Clips. It's Monday morning, all over again in radio highlight form. That's what you can expect every day post-show. This is May 4th. Every geek has this day circled on the calendar, and you'll find out why inside here. Steve suddenly has glasses. That's where we started off today. We heard about the NFL's plans for the season, announced our Project Face Mask winner, shared four random facts, and thinned the herd as always to start the week off, and found out everything there is to know about the Joker on Song Stories. John found a little girl online who had a song that I still can't believe we even played. It was that disgusting. We ramped up Simple Secrets, played that once again, and a little bit of this and that. Star Wars, yeah, that's in the mix. You know it's in the mix. I started off there. Or May the 4th. I refuse to say it. But I will say this. It is the Daily Podcast.
Steve is in glasses this morning. Right, normally he wears contacts, and today he comes in, he's got glasses on for the first time.
Now, nerd.
Now, four eyes. Now, wait a second. Face Dave directly.
Right.
Now, I normally contend that he looks like Chris Pratt. Mm-hmm. But with the glasses on, doesn't he look like Seth Rogen?
Oh, my God. My mom said it yesterday. My mom said it yesterday, and I told her to leave. I said, get out, you bitch. So I'm wearing glasses. I haven't had glasses since high school.
Okay.
I've had contacts my entire life. I hate glasses, even as a kid playing sports. And I decided to try that thing where they send you glasses to your house. You try on a couple pairs, and you choose one.
Uh-huh.
So today I'm really just wearing windows my contacts in still to get used to them to see what people think.
All right.
I really just wanted to be the Spider-Man meme of Spider-Man pointing at you and you pointing back at me because we look the same with glasses on.
I want to post a picture to get a vote whether Seth Rogen is legit or not.
Right. Oh no. I think the second person to say it
in 24 hours.
Yeah. I mean, that's confirmation enough.
I didn't notice it in the office, and then he stepped in front of the microphone. I went, oh, Seth Rogen's working here today.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
So, Seth, let me tell you.
I need to work on his laugh.
Just smoke something.
I can help you with that. Yeah, just smoke. That's all you're going to do. Right? But this should make you happy. According to ESPN, the NFL is planning on going full steam ahead for their 2020 season. A league spokesman Brian McCarthy says that they will release the 17-game schedule this week. And in addition, the league plans to have full stadiums throughout the fall.
Wow. Okay. I won't be there, but it's great to see them that they're going ahead with it. Yeah.
Barring any foreseen setbacks, the plan is to have the season opener on September 10th and the Super Bowl on September 7th.
Short season.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Wait, we're going
February
back in time?
February 7th. I'm sorry.
Either short season or really long season.
I was wondering
season.
Why he was going like short season. I'm like, well, that seems like a long time. All right. And everything has visions of fans in the stands.
Cool.
So
that should be fun.
All right. It should be fun for those who are sitting home and staying safe.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Today is a very special day, especially for the nerds of the world.
Pardon me for asking, but
what day is it?
Do you really not know?
I really don't.
Here's a hint.
May 4th.
It's May the 4th.
Happy Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
Enjoy Star Wars Day.
Happy Star Wars Day.
It's showtime.
Yep. Star Wars Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Was that literally all clips from The Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
It's about as nerdy as it gets.
Don't look at me, I don't know.
Now, does one of you have not seen all of the Star Wars films?
I haven't seen the newer ones.
I'm out on the Disney ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. So, because I have some questions here.
I'm an OG Star Wars fan. Give me the first three, the Lucas ones.
When I say newer, I haven't seen 1, 2, and 3. Like the crappy.
The first three, the prequels.
Yeah.
The first one's twice removed from the other ones.
1, 2, and 3. Star Trek's better anyway.
No. Right.
Start a war.
Well, I've got some questions for you. Let's see how you do with this. All right. So it's yes or BS.
Okay.
All right. All of the Star Wars movies so far have been rated PG.
BS.
Yes. You're wrong. All right. From episode 3 on, episode 3 was PG-13, okay, and so were the rest from that point on.
Yeah, remember the VHS.
If it existed in real life, the Death Star would be bigger than Earth's moon.
I say BS.
I'm going to say yes.
All right. You say BS?
Yeah.
BS is correct. The Death Star from the first movie would only be 75 miles across. From the second movie, about 100 miles across. The moon is 2,150 miles across.
Yikes.
So it's a little bit bigger. In the first movie, Luke's Uncle Owen was a moisture farmer. What was his job title? Or what did he actually do?
Well,
a moisture farmer?
I can't say, John.
A moisture farmer.
Sounds like a euphemism for a porn star.
All right. Basically, what they do is they collect moisture out of the air to make water. That sounds very planetary.
I'll say that's true. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. So thank you. Now that I've given you the answer, yes. I'm glad that you could say it's true. All right. In Return of the Jedi, they never actually say the word Ewok. Yes or BS?
Ooh. They're the little bears, right?
Yeah. I'll say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
That's
also
my favorite one.
You say yeah. The only time the word Ewok shows up is in the credits. It's never mentioned once. And lastly, Leia kissed Luke on the lips twice before she found out he was her brother. Yes or BS?
Yes.
I'll say yes.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're both right. It is, right? Two more times on the cheek, but twice on the lips.
Right, could have been Back to the Future. It gets even worse there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great point. All right.
Especially when she comes in the room and Ralph's there in his underwear. Right.
Awkward, bro.
All right. Your name's Ralph. No, that's my underwear. You're Ralph Lauren, aren't you?
It's John DeBella.
Ew. I'll never get that image out of my head.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
We do have to make this announcement. That Bob Carter of Northeast Philadelphia is the winner of Project Face Mask.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy in the 7-Up bottled face mask.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, I think, Steve, where we went wrong was, that was Dave's pick, right? And where we went wrong was we went with masks. We didn't go with the oddities.
Arts and crafts.
All right. Either that or Bob has a lot more friends than everybody else.
Could be.
Right. But our congratulations to Bob Carter. He wins the $100 Visa gift card.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of PA safety, folks, and I think I'm going to make this a public service announcement and run it on a regular basis because I'm seeing it more and more. Right. If you're going out with a mask on, the mask has to cover your nose also, not just your mouth. The amount of people I'm seeing out on the street with the mask over their mouth and their nostrils, it can get in that way too.
It doesn't seem comfortable to do it that way.
Yeah,
my ears are already bending like Dumbo.
All right. You know, and the fact that if you have a manufactured one, having that piece of metal digging up into your nose. But a lot of times it's just something that's homemade.
Okay.
It has to cover your nose and your mouth, not just your mouth. And now for other random ideas.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, get us started, Cindy.
Okay, lighters were invented in 1823. That's 3 years before matches.
What?
Yeah, so weird.
That's amazing. All right, Steve?
The car company Jaguar was originally called SS Cars Limited. But in 1945, they changed the name so it was clear they weren't connected to the Nazis.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's my SS car.
Oh, my turn. Yeah.
Yeah, that's you.
I was waiting for that. Dave? Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson. There you go. Freddie and Michael were supposed to record an entire album of duets together in 1983, but Freddie bailed because Michael kept bringing his llama into the studio.
You know, I've heard so many stories about that album, all right, which never got made, obviously, right? But I never heard that it was the llama that caused it all.
Yeah, apparently so.
And lastly this morning, Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, has the record for the most top 40 hits without ever having a number one. They had 20 songs that made the Billboard's top 40, but no number one at all. Their highest-ranked song was Don't Bring Me Down, which was a hit in 1979, but only made it to number 4. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, your...
Random
facts.
Nearly said the 4 myself.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
What a beautiful weekend.
Oh, yes.
My God. It was great.
Amazing.
It was spectacular. What I love was Steve's barbecue circle. right? Steve, remember we were talking last week and wanted to smoke all that meat that he had in the house?
Yeah, he hopped right on it.
Right, got right on it, and slowly but surely the whole family showed up. But when I saw the picture and I saw how far away everybody was sitting from each other, I said, okay, there's my man.
Did it right.
Doing it the right way. Yeah. Doing it.
Still
the
have
right.
that 9-pound pork butt that I need to smoke. That'll take about a week and a half.
Why would you want to do that to your ass?
Well, what are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say, you know. Got to tell you, Seth, that's the way it goes.
Oh, those pictures are up, by the way, if you want to see Steve's new look.
Steve is wearing glasses today. He's trying to get used to glasses because he hasn't worn glasses in years. And as soon as I saw him, I said, oh, look, it's Seth Rogen.
Which is the second person in less than 24 hours to say. My mom said it yesterday.
And his mother said it yesterday. So he's gone from Chris Pratt to Seth Rogen.
You want the same fate as her? Punched her right in the mouth. Right in a kisser.
We've got Simple Secrets coming up at 7:40 this morning and another $25 gift card for Dog and Bull, a Brew and Music House. But right now,
you know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
The Joker has got to be Steve Miller's biggest song of all of the songs he ever wrote. And even though he quotes a number of songs, lyrics in that, three of which come from songs of his, he says his memories of actually writing the song are really kind of vague.
A tune that I was just fooling around with. I had no idea that it was going to be a hit single or anything. I remember having a bunch of verses together and singing it at a party and laying across the hood of a Mercury or something outside under the stars in the summer in California. And that's about it. I was just probably thinking about lyrics to make the tune work.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Now, I'm not sure about James in this because James is more instrument, you know, interested than singing interested as opposed to Steven, right? Steven is the one who sings all the AC/DC songs.
Two of the AC/DC songs.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Thunderstruck and TNT.
And TNT. Ike. See, does James sing at all?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he can tell you any top 40 hit.
Okay, all right. Basically. But does he make up his own songs?
Oh, constantly.
Really?
Oh, yeah, so obnoxious.
All right.
Just total nonsense.
Okay, because obviously the quarantine is working on the kids as well.
Oh, yeah, they're getting kooky.
Yeah, they're getting very, very kooky. And look, there are certain songs that only a little kid could get away with singing, writing, performing. I have to give this kid credit because the song has great structure.
All right.
What she's singing about may not be the best thing on earth.
All right.
But some mom decided to tape it and videotape it and put it up on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you this little girl and a song she calls "I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole."
Oh my God! No.
Here you go.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts, maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know what's inside your butthole. I always want to know.
Wow.
That's a nice hook.
That is
catchy.
I always want to know what's inside your butthole.
It's a toe tapper.
Okay.
And I love her guitar playing in that. I don't know if you heard
that. Yeah, it sounded like a little ukulele was dropped
or something. She had a guitar around her neck, and every once in a while she'd pluck a string. And her big hit, "I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole."
Oh, man. Talented.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We've been doing this for the past couple of Mondays, and it's been a lot of fun. Simple Secrets, $25 gift card will go to gift card to Dog and Bull Brew and Music House. And all you got to do is answer yes or no on what happens with Karen here. Hmm. Karen is somebody we just spoke to. We'll ask her the four questions and the one direct one and see how it ends up. And you can say yes or no to whatever her final answer is, and then we'll come back with what that is. So let's go to the phone and greet Karen. Good morning, Karen. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. Where are you from, Karen?
Northeast Philly.
From Northeast Philly. All right. That's Steve's neck of the woods.
What parish?
Oh, God.
Okay, never mind, you heathen. Wow. You absolute heathen.
So, Karen, you understand what I'm going to do. You're gonna be our example this morning for Simple Secrets. I will ask you a bunch of questions, and all I need is either or answer to them, with the exception of the last one, which will be a direct question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Wine, red or white?
Red.
Beach house or lake house?
Beach house.
Flyers or Sixers?
Flyers.
Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
Have you ever been tied up by your partner? And there is the one you need to answer. Has she ever been tied up by her partner? You get a sense of what she is like there. All you got to do now is say yes or no to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. So what do you think, Cindy?
I think that she has not. She's going to say no because she's the one that ties up her partner. Oh, is that the other way around.
A twist.
I didn't think of asking her that. All right. Well, in case you didn't hear Simple Secrets this morning, here's how it went down with Karen, and let's find out what her answer is to question five. Karen, you understand what I'm going to do. You're going to be our example this morning for Simple Secrets. I will ask you a bunch of questions, and all I need is either or answer to them, with the exception of the last one, which will be a direct question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Wine, red or white?
Red.
Beach house or lake house?
Beach house.
Flyers or Sixers?
Flyers.
Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
Have you ever been tied up by your partner?
No. I wish.
Oh, she wishes. Wow. Hello.
Now, that's different. No, but I wish so. Karen, thank you so much. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. All right, so we've got a no, and we will go through all of the no answers. Pick one, and they will get a $25 gift card to Dog and Bull Brew and Music House.
If somebody texted in that she's going to say no, but she wishes, please pick them. Okay?
I'm on it.
Check through it.
Kinky Karen. Right.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
Spin the herd.
If you've been out driving at all, you know there's almost no one on the roads these days. So the deck was stacked in this woman's favor, and she still managed to screw it up. A cop in New York City was chasing a suspect on foot on Saturday night and dropped the keys to his patrol car. 28-year-old woman named Cassie Moses picked them up and thought, oh, wouldn't it be fun to take a patrol car for a joyride? All right, so she didn't get far because somehow she managed to get caught in traffic.
Okay. Rule number one,
yes,
don't.
It still exists in Manhattan. She sideswiped another cop car before turning onto a bridge where there was a minor traffic jam, so police were able to catch right up with her. It's not clear if she tried to use the siren or the lights. She's facing charges for grand theft auto, criminal possession of stolen property, and reckless endangerment.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
So there's a couple things that can get you out of work, no questions asked, right? Mm-hmm. Pooping problems is one of them.
Yeah, pooping problems is always one of them.
Currently, any degree fever is right, the right. other one get in out. The current climate. Yep. Well, 36-year-old construction worker in Florida named Richard Hamilton did not want to work last Thursday, but instead of calling in sick, he called in a bomb threat, which means Rich was already at work and decided that he wanted to go home, and the best way to do that at his water treatment plant near West Palm Beach was to call in a bomb threat.
High school
from, right, from the job.
Yeah, from the job. About 20 people had to be evacuated. The cops traced the call. They questioned him and claimed he had lost his phone, but he fessed up after they searched his car and found said phone. They charged him with making a fake bomb threat. He was released on $10,000 bond.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
All right, not many good excuses for getting into a super high-speed police chase, but this is an especially bad one. The cops in Elkhart County, Indiana, tried to pull over a 24-year-old guy named Musab al-Hussein from Minneapolis on Wednesday night. They spotted him in his red Ford Mustang doing 120 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. And then he kept going and going and going. They got into a 25-mile chase with him, and when they finally stopped him, he ran over some strips. His excuse was he thought the cops wanted to drag race. A 25-mile drag race? Musab? He was arrested on several charges, including reckless driving and resisting arrest.
In the herd.
And lastly this morning, the only way this story gets topped is there's a guy named Pepe Le Pew that's busted for unwanted touching next week. All right, a 35-year-old guy in Georgia just got arrested after several months on the run. Cops have been looking for him since January after he stole more than $3,000 worth of checks from a guy's mailbox. They've been tracking him since March and finally arrested him on Saturday after a cop pulled him over in his car. He's facing charges for forgery, identity fraud, theft by deception. He also had an outstanding warrant in Georgia and in Alabama. This perp's actual name, his actual name is Speedy Gonzalez.
Stop it.
Right? Which will probably guarantee him a good time in jail while he's there when they find out that name.
In the herd.
Still needed that.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Today is May the 4th, or Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Right, the joke on the force thing.
Yeah, very
do you
honey,
know? Do you know? I mean, I don't think there's any one word that happens in Star Wars movies more than the force. I mean, the force just comes up over and over again. Let me see if I can find this because
you have a supercut or something.
Yeah, I have a supercut of it. But well, I do have. Hang on a second. Where the hell did that go?
I'd want to hear a supercut of all the beeps. Right. From the droids.
The beeps?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it seems the force.
The force.
The force.
The force. The force.
The force.
The force.
The force.
The force.
The force.
The force.
The force.
This is every movie.
The force.
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 Need I continue?
I'm starting to hear divorce.
Divorce.
Yes.
Wow.
Man, divorce. Yeah.
Which is a lot. What a lot of people nowadays are hearing.
The force.
The force.
The force.
The living force.
The 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 force.
There it is. It pops up 99 times.
Is that right?
Throughout all of the films. But something else that pops up in a lot of the movies, and I think this is the most said line in Star Wars films, is...
I have a bad feeling about this.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I have a very bad feeling about this.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I have a really bad feeling about this.
Should make the nerds really happy today.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.